Welcome to our Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Today on our program, you're going to hear a teaching that I am using exclusively here on radio. This isn't on my television broadcast, but this is a teaching that I did at a Gospel Truth seminar, and it's being played exclusively for our radio audience. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you, so listen, and at the end of the program, you'll hear our announcer come on and share with you about how you can receive this very teaching that you'll be listening to today. I've been teaching on prayer. I started last night, and I had last night and this morning, and basically these first two lessons, I've been teaching what prayer is not. And again, if you've missed any of that, please get the CDs or the DVDs of that because you need to understand what prayer is not. I countered a lot of stuff, and I'm surprised to see this many people here after what I've taught. How many of you, this is your first service you've been to? Could I see your hand? Praise God. Well, we had probably this many people last night, so I did run a few off, or maybe they had something else to do, but anyway, it's important that you understand the things that I've said before. What I want to do tonight is talk about what prayer is. And this is going to be so simple, you're going to have somebody to help you to misunderstand it. And this is going to be so simple that if you aren't careful, you'll think, oh, it's more to it than this. But I think that this is really going to help you if you can understand and get the heart of what I'm trying to say here tonight. And in a nutshell, let me just say this, and then I'll spend the rest of the night explaining it. I believe that prayer is primarily just fellowship with God. It's about relationship with God. That's what prayer is at its core. That's what it's intended to be. It is just relationship with God. And even though that sounds really simple, did you know that most people don't use prayer for that? And to prove it, let me just illustrate this. When is it that you pray the most? When your back's against the wall, when you're desperate, when you're in trouble, when you need something. You know what prayer is to most people? As a matter of fact, if you were to go through a bookstore and if you were to look at books or teaching on prayer, I can guarantee you that the vast majority, 70, 80%, of all teaching on prayer is how to get your prayers to work. Prayers that avail much. 7 steps to getting your prayers answered. How to do this and how to get God to move. And all of it is about asking for something and receiving. And look, that is a part of prayer. The Lord said in the 16th chapter of John, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." And so God does want to meet our needs. I'm not saying that that's not a part of prayer. But prayer existed before needs existed. God communicated with Adam and Eve in the cool of the garden every single day and fellowshipped with them. And He was communicating with them. Here's another way of trying to say what I'm saying. If you were to take your prayers and analyze them, and if you were to ascribe, you know, what is the prayer about? Most people's prayer would be, "Oh God, I'm so sorry. God, I failed you again." It would be repenting of your sins and asking for forgiveness. Or it would be asking, "Oh God, the doctor says I'm going to die. Please heal me. Oh God, I need money. Please help me. Oh God, this relationship is falling apart. I need this job. Would you give me a job?" It's all about asking for something. If you were to eliminate those things from prayer, which Adam and Eve never had to pray about a job, they never had to pray for healing, they didn't have to pray to get along with the in-laws, they didn't have to pray over the weather, it was a perfect climate, they never needed any clothes, they didn't need food, everything was already provided, they didn't have to rebuke any demons, they didn't have to bind anything or lose anything. If you were to take all of that away, then Adam and Eve had nothing to do. There was no reason for them to fellowship with God. And yet they met with God and communed with Him and had a relationship with God. Prayer started out to be much more than just, "Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. My middle name is Moore. Gimme more." There's more to prayer than that. And yet I can guarantee you, just by the amount of effort or the time that you put into it, if you were to be honest and objective, The vast majority of people in here pray more when you're in trouble, and that's the very reason that you're in trouble. It's because you don't use prayer as a relationship with God, but you use prayer as a way to implore God for something and beg God for things, and you don't use prayer to just fellowship and to know God. Most people's desire of prayer is how to get something from God. Or, if you're really spiritual, and if you are a mature Christian, then you're trying to get something for somebody else. You're an intercessor that doesn't always pray about your needs, but you're trying to help somebody else get their needs met. Again, Adam and Eve didn't have any of those things to do. They didn't have anything to pray for. What if you were on a desert island? I guess you could always pray that God would rescue you and help you get off, but let's say that rescue wasn't even an option. And if you were just on a desert island, would that mean that there's nothing to pray about because there's nobody to cast the devil out of? There's nobody to pray for. There's nobody to get along with. You don't have to worry about work. You don't have to worry about anything. Well, most people, their prayer life would go to nothing because most people's prayer life is all about, oh, God, do this, God, do that, and God, do that. Let me say this in love, but you know what that reminds me of? That's like a kid who goes out on their own, leaves home, does their own things, winds up under the bridge because they aren't working, they aren't doing anything, they're irresponsible, they're smoking dope, they're wasting their life away, and then they want to come home and help me. Aren't you what's wrong with you? Why aren't you a good parent? Why don't you provide for me? And you come, and the only time you use your parent is so that you could get something and that you can go out and do your own thing. And when you get in trouble, then you come back and want help. All of us hate that in our kids. We think, man, it's all about relationship, and all you're doing is using me. You know, I told my kids when they left home, they weren't seeking the Lord. And I said, I love you. You can't do anything to make me not love you. I love you. But I said, the only thing worse than the way you're living is if I subsidize it. I said, I'll never help you serve the devil. I said, if you want to get right with God and if you need some help, I'll help you serve God and do anything I can. But I will not help you serve the devil. Some people think that's terrible, but I think that that's a godly thing. And you know what? In a way, that's the way many of us treat God. The reason you're in financial problems is because you haven't followed God's instructions. You don't honor God with the tithe. When you get in a bind, the first thing you'll cut out is God. You don't keep God first. You aren't seeking first the kingdom of God. You're out there doing your own thing. And maybe you're working hard. Maybe you're working two or three jobs and you're doing everything you can do. But you know what? You aren't trusting God. You aren't following His instructions. But when you get into a bind and when you lose your job, oh God, please help me. That's like the kid that's been out there, run away from home, done everything wrong, and now you come back and you want God to bail you out. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. We don't take care of our bodies. We abuse our bodies. We eat junk food, don't exercise, don't do anything. Some health problems aren't just because of our abuse, but something attacks you and it didn't have anything to do with you, but you've done your own thing. You haven't been meditating in the Word. The Bible says He sent His Word and healed you and delivered you. And the Word is health unto all of your flesh. You've done your own thing. You watch junk on television. You watch it down, wash it down with all of this terrible stuff. And then when your body fails, you run back to God. No, God, heal me. And if God doesn't heal you, you get mad at it. That's like the kid that's out there doing their own thing and then comes back home. And, well, why don't you love me? Why don't you take care of me? I know I'm being real plain, but I'm trying to get across that, you know what, this is the way prayer is to most Christians. Most Christians, it's a vehicle to ask God for something, and you want to figure out how you can manipulate God and get more out of God, but you aren't into giving anything. It's not about relationship. And that's the very reason that we have all of these problems. Look at this verse over in Revelation chapter 4. This is describing what's going on in heaven right now. This is the way it is in heaven right now and the way it's always going to be. And it's describing the 24 elders and the four beasts. And every time these four beasts go to praising God, the 24 elders take their crowns and throw them before the Lord. They give all of the recognition and the honor that came to them. They give it back to the Lord and they fall on their face and worship the Lord. And then they get up, put their crowns back on, sit down, and it says that they fall on their face and throw their crowns before the Lord. Every time the four beasts praise God, and look at this, it says that the four beasts cease not day and night. Where is that? It says in verse 8, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when these beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne. And so the beasts are doing this 24 hours a day constantly. They never cease to do it. And since they are always doing it, that means that the 24 elders are just throwing their crowns down before the Lord, falling prostrate, worshiping the Lord, sitting down, putting their crowns on and falling down again. It's just a constant scene of worship and praise. That's what's going on in heaven. And here's what they are saying in verse 11, for thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now this is really significant the way that it says it. It says, for your pleasure everything was and is created. What that's saying is that the original purpose of God in creation has never changed. He created everything, which includes you and me, for His pleasure. God created you for a relationship. He loved you. He loved mankind. He created us for a relationship.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on a better way to pray. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM235 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. You can also get Andrew's book titled A Better Way to Pray for a gift of any amount when you ask for book number R321. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come out and participate in one of our Gospel Truth Seminars. I know sometimes people who listen on the radio think, well, I've already heard what you've got to say, but it's just totally different when you get into a meeting and we develop an atmosphere of faith and we have Bible college students and people there praying, and we see a lot of miracles happen. And I go out an hour before every service. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. There's a lot of ministry that takes place. And I tell you, it would be a tremendous blessing to you. It's quite different than just our radio programs. So check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth Seminars.